Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 17, verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. We have no reason to think that Paul intended to spend time in Athens. He was merely there for a few days whilst he waited for Silas and Timothy to catch up with him. The threats to his safety had got too serious in Berea, and so he'd been escorted down south to the relative safety of Athens. He needed a good break after the dangers and pressures of the recent months of ministry. But Paul wasn't one for holidays, was he? And he spent his time walking around the city, reflecting on all that he was seeing. Politically, Athens had become far less significant than it had been in the past, but it was still a leading centre of culture. It was famous for its sculpture, literature and philosophy, and Paul was clearly fascinated by all that he saw, but was also deeply troubled. The city was full of temples and images of pagan gods, and Paul, who had been brought up as a very strict Jew, was distressed by what he saw. True to form, within a short period of time, Paul was engaged in fervent debate with the leading thinkers of Athens. I find this a deeply challenging verse. We too live in a society which is full of idols, and it seems to me that the church is hardly troubled by this at all. We've come to accept that that's just the way it is. Unfortunate, but just one of those things. Vibrant Christian mission occurs when the church wakes up and feels, as Paul did, deep distress at the idolatry of society. It will never be appropriate for us to force anyone to believe the Christian message. We wouldn't want to do so. But if we are convinced that only Jesus can set people free to live life to the full, and that all other options are lifeless and bound to disappoint, surely we should feel a deep sadness which will lead us to action. Paul's distress at the idolatry of Athens led him to engage boldly with the city's philosophers. It was a tough and cynical audience, but nothing would hold him back from declaring the good news of Jesus. I believe we have a lot to learn from Paul's example. So let me ask you a question. What are the main idols in contemporary society? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, give us courage to share your good news with those around us, however cynical and critical they may be. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Well, thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.